Someone I know went on a silent retreat last week. Didn't speak for 5 days, and I thought that's mystical, magical. I want to do that. I mean, I've done it already in a way. I've been in a long-term relationship for years. I do silent retreats every time we argue. But you know what? I'm into it. I'm down for any grown adult voluntarily choosing to shut the fuck up. It's the opposite of a podcast, which is why it appeals so much. No monologue, no performance, just silence. I wonder when the moment comes in those 5 days of silence when you stop thinking of the horrors of your life. That would be my worry. I don't like silence generally. The horrors of my life have room to speak. 5 days to let your mind race through every awkward thing you've ever said and done in your life. Mystical, magical, miserable. But I'd hope after a few days those horrors are done shouting and you can find that peace you've paid hundreds of pounds to find. I hope that would be the case. So many people could benefit from a silent retreat. I mean, everyone, it should be national conscription. Everyone loving the sound of their own voice as they tell you their thoughts and about their days. Nobody cares. It's just word soup. Oh, I did this, and then I did this, and I think this. I don't care. You're not changing anything with these words. You may as well be silent. I will pay, in fact. I know a place. I'll pay hundreds of pounds for you to shut the fuck up. Because I want you to take the place of someone I know who is there right now. I miss her. You miss the words of the one you love, don't you? That silence is just deafening.